Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for being there to sustain your weary children and empower them and motivate them for the day, and to then sustain the weary out there and be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God.
We read Psalm 127 from the TPT translation. If God's grace doesn't help the builders, they will labor in vain to build a house. If God's mercy doesn't protect the city, all the sentries will circle it in vain. It really is senseless to work so hard from early morning to late at night, toiling to make a living for fear of not having enough. God can provide for his devoted lovers, even while they sleep. Children are God's love gift. They are heaven's generous reward. Children born to a young couple will one day rise to protect and provide for their parents. Happy will be the couple who has many of them. A household full of children will not bring shame on your name, but victory when you face your enemies, for your offspring will have influence and honor to prevail on your behalf.
Hallelujah. It's just, so important, as we can see here, you know, if the Lord don't build the house, we labor in vain. And if he's not watching and his angels are not watching, you can have how many sentries out there, but it's not going to work for you. Because bottom line is two covenants. There's a covenant of darkness, and that's what we're born into. And that's why we need to be born out of that covenant. And out of that kingdom of darkness, we are born in, into the kingdom of the Son of His love, and that's light. And then we need to stay in tune with the Lord, working together with the Lord, this covenant, this grace, this righteousness, this marriage, where this protection is not in vain. So it's staying in tune with the Lord. That's the big thing. And here in the psalm, we can see how the man at this present time has been so conformed to the patterns of this evil world in the sense of children. And there we can see, you know, just thinking of it in the Old Testament context, you know, if you had many children, you had many people bringing in food because they were like arrows, and arrows can bring you your food in, getting wildlife, shooting wildlife. And then also those children are like, they protect you from your enemies. You have only got two children, three children. Yeah, your enemies are, and have plenty of children. They overwhelm you. So it just shows.
They like your army.
Sorry?
They like your army.
They like your army. That's it. But that's it. God is big enough. You know, God can watch over us. But the thing that we need to understand that this is, Jesus has opened up a way of truth, so we've got to stay in the truth. And then it's also a path. So if you go off this path, you're going into lies and you're going into death, not life. It's the way, the truth, and the life that he's opened up for us. I so love it there. We see that it's a narrow way that you enter into it. And then it's also you bear fruit. Trees are known by their fruit. And then also the fruit is staying in tune, knowing your God, yeah, on a daily basis, taking up the cross, the necessity to make room for God, because he's got the covenant, he's got the heart, he's got the plan and the way and the truth and the life. And so we stay in tune with him, and that's how we develop on schedule, and then we've got all the blessings of a new and a better covenant. And that's why this is also in Hebrews, it talks about we cease from our own works and we enter into his works, huh? When we enter the rest, the Sabbath rest. So many people make much about a day when they worship. Is it a Saturday or a Sunday? But here we see it's a continual worship. We come into the family, into the true family, and then we stay with them, and that's the worship. So it's a we cease from our own works and we enter into his works, as that's the Sabbath rest, and we are in tune with the Almighty, and we flow in together with them in the destiny and in the plan and in the inheritance that was predestined for us before the foundation of the earth. That's why Ephesians 1:3-4 says we're blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Peter tells us everything pertaining to life and godliness. And then it goes on verse 4 and says, just as God predestined us in Christ. So we've taken hold of the eternal heart of God that hasn't changed. And we've got to stay with that heart. And that heart leads us and keeps us and protects us. So the blessings is in this unique marriage. The blessings is in this unique righteousness. The protection is in this unique righteousness. So everything we need to stay. We need to be in tune. And we need to be flowing, glowing, and going as the Lord leads. Amen.
Amen.